Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. He would make for such a wonderful ally. But, given the circumstances, how do I bring him on board? Well, as with everything, I'll just have to figure it out as I go along. That seems to have always been the winning strategy for me. I'm ready. Bring him to me. My. You look so different in person, rather than through the lens of a security camera. I do hope my staff haven't treated you too poorly. Go ahead. Take a seat for me. What do I want with you? Simply to talk. You don't mind talking with me, do you? There you go. Good boy. The more you listen to me, the easier this will be. You do understand, yes? The two of you are dismissed. I wish to speak with him alone. Do not question me. Our guest isn't armed, and I am more than a match for him, even if he were to attempt something. Now, off with you. They care a little too much at times, though I do appreciate the loyalty. After all, loyalty is well rewarded in my company. I've read your file. Very impressive. You are... I'm sorry. You were one of the top scientists for our... competitor. But you... You're supposed to be dead. Instead, you seem to have escaped from your former employer, and now you carouse with a bunch of... That is to say, you seem to have obtained some rather interesting companions since then. Tell me, do you know who I am? I take it you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sneaking around my property. Of course, I may look a little bit different than you've seen from the photos in the news, or in our press releases. As I thought. Just as I thought. After all, you are quite the knowledgeable man, aren't you? But, you seem to look a little bit out of sorts. Tell me, is there something the matter? What am I? I am a human, just like you, merely with some augmentation. I have elevated myself. I have taken the next step in humanity's advancement. A monster? Come now. I thought you were a man of science. To spit and sputter the word monster at me is unseemly. Or perhaps you are merely like the rest. You see, we have determined that the public is not ready to see my evolution. Not yet. That is why every single picture of me that you've seen is of my prior, inferior state. What have I done to myself? That is simple. Those damn humans that you adore so much. Those are the real monsters. But they hold the key to our advancement. The key to us finally defeating death. I have taken the best of the best, and I've replaced the weakest parts of me, one by countless years of study have led to such incredible understanding of those animals. Murder? Hardly. You know, you shouldn't believe everything you've read in the tabloids. We've never killed once for science. Everything we've used has been leftovers. Refuse. If anything, why, we've been cleaning up the messes left behind by our competitors. They're the real murderers. But, well, they've given us a gift. If we didn't take advantage of it, why, it would simply rot away. As a man of science, surely you understand. What I'm doing is wrong. Come now. We've harmed no living being. And everyone who has undergone our experiments, including myself, were volunteers. Sure, we've had some missteps. We've had some breakouts. But you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. And you certainly can't fret over every egg, can you? I turned myself into a monster. You are showing a much narrower understanding than I expected. Perhaps I was wrong about you. Or, no, perhaps you have simply had your judgment clouded by others. It is my understanding that your companions have undergone their own experimentation. And yet, you wouldn't call them monsters, now would you? Well, we largely deal with biological enhancements. Our competitor, your former employer, they largely deal with robotics, cybernetics and such. Your friend's been worked on by them, yes? Just as I thought. How unfortunate. I do know how much control they like to exert over their creations. You see, they are the real monsters. They're the real villains. I seek no control. I simply want to elevate humans back to their rightful place. You seem unconvinced. I suppose perhaps a small glimpse into my world would change your mind. Do pardon me. I have been sitting for quite a while. You seem surprised. Tall? Yes. Yes, I am quite tall, aren't I? This is part of the results of my own experiments. Well, I suppose being seated, it wasn't as apparent. Do you find it appealing that I am so tall? Most men do. You glanced away in embarrassment. I see. So it's like that, is it? Wonderful. Come and take my hand. Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I have no interest in hurting you, nor the company that you choose to keep. There you go. Good boy. My, my. Having you standing in front of me like this. Why, the difference in our height is quite a stark contrast, isn't it? Why, if you were standing any closer to me, I could hardly see you past my breasts. In fact, I think I'm tall enough that I could even put them on your head. How precious. Ooh, is there something the matter, my dear? You seem quite flustered by this old monster. Perhaps we could see if that theory pans out. You wouldn't mind, would you? Stuttering now. Oh, such a cute boy. I do believe I heard a yes in there, though. Then come here. I was right. They do rest just on top of your head. My, how perfect. It's almost as if you were made for me. Or perhaps, given the circumstances, I were made for you. You know, I can feel your heart practically thumping out of your chest. Well, enough of that. We've got business to discuss. Are you alright? Or perhaps you are enjoying this position. It's alright. You need not answer. You froze up. Is there... my tail. Yes. My tail sometimes seems to have a mind of its own. It seems it is coiled around your leg. How rude of me. Please, forgive me. Well, if you'd like to stay in this position while we talk business, I certainly don't mind. You are more than welcome to enjoy resting yourself upon my soft body. Now, where were we? Yes. You see, all I really want is to work with you. You and your friends are doing such a lovely job hampering my competition. As I said, they're the real monsters here. Why, I can't even begin to fathom why you decide to snoop around here. But I'm more than happy to forgive and forget. Are you even listening to me? You seem rather intently focused on what my tail is doing. Perhaps you are curious about the fruits of my labors. You see, I did not merely craft this body for power and longevity. It was built for pleasure as well, to enjoy all the finest things that life has to offer. You see, all I really want is to work with you. Perhaps if you sampled those fine things with me, why, that might make you feel a bit better about working with me. You're so nervous. How precious. The decision is yours, my dear. But trust me when I say, you'd certainly enjoy it. You will. Wonderful. How wonderful. You know, I haven't had a chance to try my tail on someone yet. You'd be the first. And judging by the bulge in your pants, you certainly seem eager to do so. Come, my dear. Let us make ourselves comfortable on the sofa. What it wouldn't do to make my guest walk all the way over there. Let me just... Oh, you're blushing so much. How adorable. I'd be willing to bet you're not used to being carried like this, are you? Well, such tasks are trivial for one of my caliber. Now, I can't think of a better way to prove the efficacy of our methods than a hands-on demonstration. Or maybe I should say a tails-on demonstration. Now, you just stay right here on the sofa while I get out of this rather restrictive dress. Much better. To be quite frank, I prefer this. It's rare that I get the opportunity to just let it all out. And judging by your reaction, it seems that you prefer this as well. Let's see. What would be the best way for you to enjoy this? I know. Sit up for me and get comfy. Lean back. Sink into the sofa. There you go. Now, I'm going to climb right on top of you. You are much shorter than me, so I'll be careful. Sorry. My breasts seem to be in the way. There. Is this to your liking? Having me on top of you like this? My huge, soft breasts pressing down into your chest. My ruby red lips, mere inches from your face. Your heart is racing. Yes, this is perfect, isn't it? All you have to do is relax and focus on me. And as for my tail, well, it does seem to have a mind of its own, and it appears to have taken a liking to you. Don't worry, you don't need to undress. My tail will take care of all the necessary preparations. Just like this. Your cock must be awfully hard right now, isn't it? Oh, you're such a good boy. This body of mine was made for such things. It was made to revel in pleasure and delight. What's my tail doing? You see, it's hungry. It can sense your arousal. You see, my tail has an opening at the end. Typically, I keep it closed, as presenting it would not be good while in presence of play company. But we've moved beyond that, yes? And my tail is going to swallow your cock, and you are going to love every second of it. It's like the tightest pussy you've ever fucked, but it differs from the rest. My tail is not simply content to lay there and take a hard dick inside of it. It wants to devour you, it wants to pleasure you, and it wants to drain every drop of seed that you have in your balls. You can't see it. Does that cause you concern? I think it's better this way. Doesn't it make it more exciting to know there's something out of sight, ready to eagerly pounce and swallow your dick, and you can't do a single thing about it. You simply have to sit there and take it. You're vulnerable. All you get to see is my soft breasts and my ruby red lips. Just relax and focus on me. It's getting ready. My tail is open. You can't see it, but inside, it's wet, sticky, glistening. Here it comes. Just keep your eyes on me. Yes. There. Your moans are positively delightful. Be as loud as you want, my dear. Nobody can hear us. Inch by inch, my tail is swallowing your hard cock. All the way to the base. I can feel it throbbing inside of me. It's tight, isn't it? It's gonna feel even better. Oh my, you already came. My tail is even more effective than I thought. We can't simply stop there, though. You haven't felt the best part of it. No, we're going to stay right here, just like this. Your body buried in my heavy breasts, your lips pressed against mine, and my hungry tail milking your cock for everything it has. Do you like that? The way it twitches and tightens around your dick, and gently sucking on it. Just relax. Just lay back and let my tail take care of you. You don't need to think about a thing. Except the feeling of my tail slurping on your dick, my soft, heavy breasts pressing against you, and my warm lips kissing you gently. You like that, don't you? The way your body shivers and twitches. You must be feeling so good right now, aren't you? Well, as I said earlier, my tail truly has a mind of its own. So who knows what's going to happen? You already came once inside of it, but I have high expectations for you. You won't let me down, will you? Good. That's what I thought. Oh, you're so precious. It feels so nice, doesn't it? Oh, I love watching you be reduced to a quivering mess. Your cute little moans, your sharp gasps. You want to come so bad again already, don't you? There's so much more to go, though. You could hold on for me a little bit longer, can't you? God. Good boy. Yes, you're such a good boy for me. God. You do seem to be enjoying my lips so much. Maybe next time I'll have to try some other lipsticks on you. Of course there'll be a next time, my dear. Surely you wouldn't be satisfied with just this, would you? No, no. I have so many wonderful things to try on you. I have so many different lipsticks, laced with different aphrodisiacs. Just imagine my tail milking you dry while I smear my drug-laced lips all over you, taking you to heaven. You would love that, wouldn't you? God, yes. Give everything to me. Did you just call me mommy? I love that. Yes, I will be your mommy for the night. Then in that case, give mommy everything. Mommy's tail will drain all the sticky cum from you. Yes, I will take every last drop from you. So be a good boy and feed mommy's tail. Hearing you call me mommy got my tail even more excited. Can you feel how badly it wants you? God. I want you so badly too. I want to taste your cum so bad. I want to feel it pump and pour inside of me. I want to feel you twitch and pulse underneath me. I want to feel your heart race as you pump every last drop of your cum inside of my tail, as if you're desperately trying to get me pregnant. Your moans are perfection. The way you cry out for me. Yes. It's like music to my ears. I love the sounds you make. God. God, don't stop. Cry out for me. Tell me how badly you need me. Tell me how badly you want me. Just imagine all you have to do is work for me, and you can experience this every single day. You can lie with me here in my office, and I'll milk you dry. I'll swallow all of your cum that you're oh so desperate to pour into me. And maybe, if you work hard enough, I'll let you use the rest of me. My huge, soft breasts. My plush lips sliding down your shaft. Or my tight pussy squeezing you dry. If you think my tail is tight. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Because I have so much more to offer to you. God. God. Yes, moan even louder for me. Don't hunt back. Not a single soul can hear you, save for myself. It's just the two of us. You can lose yourself in pleasure. It's alright. You have mommy's permission. Yes. Yes, moan and cry for me. The way your cock twitches inside of my tail. I can't wait to taste all of your cum again. Oh, God. Good, yes. You're such a good boy. Then don't hold back. Give mommy everything you've got. Lose your mind inside of me. Pump it into me. Pour all of your hot, sticky cum in my tail. Yes. Oh, yes. Lose your mind. Give me everything. My sticky tail, milk you dry. Pour it all into me. Yes. Oh, yes. It's coming, isn't it? Good. Good. Oh, yes. Pump and come into me. Oh, God. Good. Yes. You're such a good boy. You've made such a mess in my tail. It must have felt incredible for you. Let's see how you did, shall we? Take a good look. This is the tail that ravenously devoured your dick. Look how much cum you put into it. Even with all that, you can still see the inside twitching and throbbing. Truly, you're as hard of a worker as your portfolio would indicate. See, I'm not so bad, am I? Why, imagine what it would be like to work with me. You could enjoy getting drained nearly every day. You and your little group of friends would live the high life. And all you have to do is keep chipping away, bit by bit, at my competitors. It's just that simple. No. There's no need to answer now. Save your energy. I can tell how exhausted you are. Here. Take my card. This isn't just another business card. This one is more personal. A direct line to me. You can call me anytime you like with your answer. Where did I pull that from? Come now. I have plenty of other secrets for you to be interested in. And your interest in what amounts to a parlor trick. You're quite a strange man, aren't you? Now, if you don't mind, I've got a meeting to attend to. But feel free to take your time gathering your wits. I'll instruct the guards to assist you with getting back safely. Don't keep me waiting, my dear. After all, I am eagerly looking forward to your answer.